A few questions in Ask Catherine. We had, hi, Catherine, I'm thankful for your bright wisdom and knowledge. I wish to ask, whatever happened to the software program your associate developed in the 90s that instructs a community in how to invest within itself and achieve wealth, you know, much greater wealth? Surely the creator of this possessed a master copy, at least can recreate it. What happened was we were making a software tool called Community Wizard. Community Wizard was seized and kept under lock and key. It took me many millions of dollars and 6 years of litigation to get it back out from the court. When it came out, everything was there except for the most important pieces. They had been permanently stolen. Now, it would have been extremely expensive to reproduce them. I took the remnants of Community Wizard and everything I had and offered it to the Internet Archive in San Francisco. I offered it to the Free Software Foundation. I offered it to a whole variety of different developers, software developers, in the hopes of getting a group of people interested in recreating it. I didn't want to create it because if you look at the software, what we had developed had become legacy by the time we were ready to go, and with tools like Wikipedia, there was a whole new way to do it, but it really needed the political support of a much wider community to do it, not one company or one person. And it certainly involved much more extraordinary resources than I had. The other thing was, another reason why I wanted to be very careful about how it was done, was I was extremely concerned about, now that the Department of Justice and their contractors, who are private corporations specializing in GIS software, had access to it. They were kind of ready for people to put all their data online. And I became convinced that we needed to do this in very organic, out-of-control ways. We didn't need a centralized software development, and communities needed to keep their most valuable data on the kitchen table offline. So the world had changed, and it was more appropriate for a wider group to do it. But interestingly enough, every time I've tried to give this idea away for free or inspire a group of people to do it through a wiki, we've run into incredibly expensive obstacles. And at this point, without significant investment, I would not recommend to anybody that they take it on. Now, I'm extremely hopeful. If you look at the story I've told about the state parks, with people digging in and discovering in the financials and budgets reserves at the state parks and getting policies changed, that as the politics change through the country, we're going to see more and more people engaging in participatory budgeting and digging into the consolidated annual financial reports and starting to get pretty savvy about digging in and looking how the money works in their state, local, and federal government within their place. So I'm hoping that these stories will help inspire that process. Anyway, but that's what happened to Community Wizard. You asked another question. And as it was the U.S. Justice Department that raided your office and tried to frame you with a plan of documents in your shredder, why didn't anyone expose this action publicly or challenge the DOJ and the persons who so boldly committed this criminality? Various people did try to challenge it, and they were also attacked. To give you an example, during that exact period, I sold some of my farmland in New Hampshire to an uncle. It was a family farm, and I sold it to my uncle to get money to keep paying attorneys. And my uncle had the FBI show up at his door at night with a subpoena and was basically told over the phone by another investigator I was a criminal and all sorts of bad things would happen to him if he started to do this. So that's just one example. You know, I constantly had people around me threaten in a variety of ways, both physically and different kinds of intimidation. So what you find is that people, you know, that there's a lot more intimidation, a lot more fear that happens. And sometime maybe I'll sit down and I'll record all the different stories. There's a lot in the Hamilton Securities litigation, if you're interested, on the Dunwalkey website, dunwalkey.com, or just do a search for Hamilton Securities litigation, and there's tens of thousands of pages. There's more than you would ever want to know, but there's a list called the SWAT list that has a list of all the different kinds of intimidation, force, audit, investigations, and physical harassment that we dealt with. One other thing I wanted to mention, you said surely someone known to you is of sufficient stature to stand up to this outrage. What happens in these situations is literally, you know, everybody gets a call. They get a nice call saying, you know, we have it on really high authority that, you know, this person is really guilty and you don't want to get involved and you don't want to defend them. So that's the sort of the first scare tactic. And one of the reasons I dug in and spent 11 years in the court system and made them come to court and prove that they have no evidence was I was, you know, so many of those calls and whisper campaigns had occurred, and I wanted to force them to put the evidence on the table, and of course they couldn't. So part of it is that we did spend, I would say, at least 100 hours and many thousands of dollars of our attorney's time working with the Washington Post, who wrote a story, took a picture, and it was ready to print the next day, and it was suddenly censored, and it never saw the light of day. And that was the time I'd had a similar situation happen in the New York Times. But when it happened to the Washington Post, because this would never have happened if the Washington Post hadn't censored the story. And that's when I gave up on corporate media permanently. Anyway, so I think from your question, you think it's much safer for people to challenge authority than it really is. And I would encourage you, there's a wonderful book that has just been published. I wrote about it on the blog. It's called Mary's Mosaic. And it's the story of the assassination of one of John Kennedy's closest confidants after his assassination. And it tells the story of how everyone in Washington simply towed the line. And you can see the fear that occurs among people who you think have sufficient stature to stand up. You'd be amazed how little stature they have in that situation.